This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. You're tuning in to the very first installment of the Josh, Craig, and Greg Show. Greg, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for joining me on this
endeavor.
Yeah,
you know what, Greg? It was an easy invitation to accept. For those of you out there who don't know Greg and I, we are sports journalism students who spend all of our day talking about sports. Well, Greg knows the sports. I just chat about them. I pretend to know about them. And we kind of got sick of it, and we thought to ourselves, well, hey, we need an outlet for our other bits of creativity, don't we?
We certainly do, because we're very huge music fans.
And, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the mission statement here should really be to share music with one another, but also anyone else out there who's listening and would care to expand their horizons.
Yes, certainly. That's kind of the main goal I think we're trying to achieve here, is kind of expand the horizons of whoever's open to it.
Absolutely. And this isn't to suggest for any minute that Greg and I are benevolent music aficionados. We have our opinions, and I'm sure you guys at home have your opinions. And so we're going to be sharing our opinions with you today. I think all too often music conversations are democratic in the sense that people don't want to upset each other. And I think, this is a forum for us to be a little biased, to explain to people why these are the best songs in the world as far as we're concerned. And you know what? If you disagree, come on down to Centennial College, have a chat with us, and we'll bring you on the show, and you can lampoon us with some of your own opinions.
That sounds great. Way to lay out that invitation.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
All right, right on. First song you want to talk about?
Oh, first song, maybe we should just say really briefly that the idea here was that we'd both have a list of our five top songs. Greg, I think that was a pretty hard thing to come by, wasn't it?
Oh, it was extremely difficult to try and narrow down to five.
And so, really, we'll hop back and forth between one of mine and one of Greg's. The first one that's come up is actually one that Greg selected, but I couldn't have agreed with him more. This song means quite a bit to me and quite a bit to some people close to me. And Greg, why don't you introduce this song? This is your song.
You're right, I should. Well, it's that song.
That song.
That song.
This feels like a who's on first and what's on second situation.
Yes,
that song by?
By Big Wreck, probably my favorite artist ever.
Delicious.
Fronted by the man Ian Thornley from Toronto. The man, yes.
You will hear Greg and I harp on and on about Ian Thornley throughout this program and subsequent ones. So, yeah. Why is it on your list, Greg?
It's just, it has that feeling, kind of like we're going to be showing our essential music today, kind of like the songs that are important to us. And this is, it describes from Ian, from his standpoint, like what is that song to him?
Yeah.
What does that song do to him? So
very
I guess
well.
We'll
here it is, guys.
Get into it. Here you go. We'll be right back.
leave the room while I sit and stare, 'cause this is rare.
That song really is that song to me, Greg. It barely needs sort of explanation. I feel it's
that's why it was on the list. I figured it was essential for us to, because we share that love for Ian Thornley.
I think that was one of the first sort of points of connection the two of us had.
It certainly was, sitting at the Fox and the Fiddle and saying, "Do you love Ian Thornley?"
Well, you know, it was almost one of those situations, the girls arguing over the Backstreet Boys when we were in elementary school. It's like, no, I'm going to marry so-and-so. I kind of feel like telling you I will marry Ian Thornley, though I'd be happy to let you think you might.
Get off my man.
So, you know, maybe the next song, that was maybe unfair, because Greg's first song was something that I very, very hotly debated putting into my essential list. You know, remember where I was the first time I heard that song, but now sort of my first pick, this upcoming song. And I couldn't pick five songs. There's no way Josh Craig has five songs that are his favorite songs of all time. So I tried to try to pick them thematically, things that remind me of certain moments. Soundgarden is by far one of my favorite bands. I love Chris Cornell for a lot of the same reasons I love Ian Thornley. And the song coming up next is Tighter and Tighter by Soundgarden. It's off the Down on the Upside album. This song reminds me of summers and campfires and a little bit of debauchery.
I love the song too, as well, Josh. And I love Chris Cornell just as much as I love Ian Thornley, so I'm glad you chose it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're glad I chose it. Here's Tighter and Tighter, guys.
Thank you.
Well, that was Tighter and Tighter. Yeah, definitely one of my favorite Soundgarden songs of all time. You know, enough said. It's long. It's epic. Great way to close the song out. Greg, what's next on the docket here?
Well, I thought we needed to groove up the song, the playlist
a
little bit.
Change up the lineup a bit.
Yeah, so we... I went into some of the Roots catalog here and chose one of my favorite songs. It's pretty bumping, pretty grooving, so it's I Don't Care is the name of the song, so here you go.
Awesome. That was groovy, Greg. Very groovy.
Thank you very much.
You know, I think everybody needs a little more groove in their life, which is really actually why the next song that appears on the list is one of my top five. It's not the same genre, but it's got a lot of groove to it. I actually rediscovered this song about 2 years ago driving up to Sault Ste. Marie. Don't ask me why. And I was listening to Sirius Satellite Radio, and I was listening to Lithium, the 90s channel.
Very good station. Yeah, underrated.
Yeah, yeah. And I loved it. And all of a sudden, this came on, and it was one of those songs where I was like, holy crap, I totally forgot about that. Song coming up is named Pepper. It's by an amazingly humorous band, simply because their name, The Butthole Surfers. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pepper by The Butthole Surfers.
Got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharia. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. Fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain. Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player Rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I feel like I'm sitting, I'm in a dock somewhere right now, just hanging out in the sun after hearing a song like that, Greg. We grooved it up pretty good there.
It was very chill. Yes, I agree with that sitting on a dock notion.
Yeah.
It definitely is very suitable for that.
Okay. You know, I don't even know if we want to do the rest of the show. I'm so relaxed. Maybe I'll just I'll peace out for a bit here. I'm just teasing.
You better be teasing. We got a half a show to go here.
Wow. So what's up next, buddy?
We're going old school next.
Oh, old school.
We are going old school. I figured I was trying to cover all the bases, kind of. So I had the groove with the Roots and Big Wreck with some post-grunge kind of stuff there. And so I figured we had to go pretty old and get some of the interesting music.
A little vibe there.
But so we're gonna go with the band.
Ooh.
Yes, very classic. And some Canadian content, obviously.
Absolutely.
Robbie Robertson and what's the name of it? Garth? I forget the guy who plays the keys there, but also a Canadian guy. So a classic, Ophelia.
Lovely. I've never heard that song before, and I really, really enjoyed it. And that's what the show's all about, right? Expanding each other's horizons. I can now count that amongst the list of songs that I now know and can honestly say I've enjoyed. Greg, thank you very much.
You know what, Josh? It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
It was my pleasure. I normally would have made my way home at this point and be sitting in front of the television or doing something like that, but spending some time with you, Greg, this ain't half bad.
I think you're putting it mildly. I think you're really enjoying yourself.
You guys have no idea what we were doing while the songs were on and the mics are cut off here. So, you know, keeping the vibe going here, Greg has taken some gone to great pains to keep these songs sort of in some sort of cohesive order. We threw it back there to the band, and I think we're sort of keeping it in that traditional sense here. This next song means the world to me. It reminds me of growing up. It reminds me of my parents and my father specifically. And this is one of those songs that I hate to say it, and people I love will get mad at me when they hear me say this, but when I die, I want the song played at my funeral.
There's something about the song. I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want to ruin it. No. But this whole song, it's a terrific song, and then you hit that last minute, and there's just such that epic breakdown to it. It's just, it's epic, and I don't use that word. I never, ever, ever use that word epic. I'm not one of those people, but this is an epic breakdown to a song and an epic ending.
Well, you know, and maybe I'll squeeze an extra couple seconds out of our talk time here by simply saying that if the listeners at home would care to listen, not a single lyric in the song is repeated. It's a poem. It barely rhymes, and the music itself barely rhymes. There's very few refrains in the song, but it manages to be a brilliantly written song. This is Bruce Springsteen, and this is Thunder Road, baby.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, don't. Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
I can't even say anything.
No. No, I can't. That's just, yeah, that song speaks for itself as far as I'm concerned. It's, you don't even have to like The Boss. That's a damn good song.
It's just, wow. I can't, that last minute is just like, it's phenomenal.
There's something about a man the size of Clarence Clemens standing up and playing a saxophone like that. Live, recorded, watching it on television, the man commands all of your attention. So what do we got up next here?
Oh, you want to talk about commanding attention?
Yes, I do. Let's talk about commanding attention.
Like I said, I was trying to cover all the bases, because this is my song, by the way. He picked a lot of, like we said, we agree with a lot of what we've picked so far, but I had to cover the heavy metal genre, and because this band is probably one of the more important bands for me.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of like, Pantera is like one of the bands that when I was growing up, just hitting puberty, I was like, this is just the band that I totally, it was my band. And nobody else liked it. I was like the only kid in high school that loved Pantera, except for like the weird kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I have a feeling you and I are on the same page with that. We liked the weird kid bands, but weren't necessarily the weird kids.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
Well done.
So, I didn't want to come on and pick Cowboys from Hell or
Walk,
you know, even though they're all very good songs, but I figured I was just going to pick my favorite Pantera song because this song, I think, has so much involved in it that's pretty sweet. And much like, I guess, Thunder Road, the end of this coming song, it's amazing. The tightness with Vinnie Paul and his brother Dimebag and Rex, too. So it's going to be that last minute and a half or so is pretty rambunctious.
Ooh, I like, okay, good choice of the word rambunctious. Let's do this.
25 Years is the name. It's off Far Beyond Driven, with the first metal album to ever debut at number one on Billboard's charts.
What? This is nuts. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
That's the second time I've said that after a song. That's for a very different reason. But that song, geez, can I say something really nerdy?
I'd love for you to.
That just rocked my socks.
It rocked your socks. Yes, that was nerdy. You're right.
And to make, I warned you I was going to make this joke, but in reference to the album and the artist, that just gave Greg and I another 5 minutes alone. For those of you who get that, fantastic, and congratulations.
And if you don't, study.
Yeah, study.
Learn. Do your homework.
Study. Go get a discography of Pantera and look at the names of the other songs from the album of our last piece there. Well, keeping the rock bumping and keeping everybody happy, all the metalheads out there happy. This next song is really sort of a brilliant example of perhaps my favorite genre of music of all time, which brilliantly sort of melds a little bit of punk and a little bit of heavy metal together in something which I've come to lovingly call hardcore. As homage to some of the Nordic roots of some great metal songs, this band is from Sweden. You can barely understand a word they say, even though they do sing in English. This song is an anthem of sorts, probably their most popular song, and not necessarily my favorite one by them, but definitely one that got me into them. Guys, this is a band called The Refused, and a song called New Noise. We'll be right back. The new beat. Guys, that was Refused with New Noise. I just love that song. Just gets me moving every time.
100%, yeah. I agree.
And, you know, it's you can't go wrong with something like that. Interesting side note to all this is up until a last-minute change, that song that we just heard by Refused was the most modern song on our whole list, coming in at 1998. But you just outclassed me with a more modern song.
With The Roots, yeah. With The Roots.
When did The Roots come out?
That was 2003, I believe, that album.
2003. So, you know,
Tipping point, yeah, 2003.
We're epic.
Or 2004, my bad.
We're epic sort of older music lovers, I guess.
I promise I will be making an effort to find some more modern songs as well. But this was more of just to kind of give everybody a taste of what... one of my premises on music, right?
Yeah, what it is to be Greg Hood or Josh Craig here.
Yes,
Greg,
exactly.
This next song is a selection of yours. We've got Guns N' Roses, I believe.
Yes, we had entirely neglected the decade of the 80s. And
which is where we're both from, so.
Yes, exactly. So the Guns N' Roses is obviously, it's often thought of as a bit of a joke now because of their, obviously, the Chinese democracy dilemmas and whatnot. Yeah. So, but it doesn't dismiss the fact that Appetite for Destruction was... obviously one of the best-selling albums of all time, one of the more popular albums. And again, much like the Pantera, I didn't want to just come in here and pick Sweet Child of Mine, because nobody wants to hear that for the 8 millionth time.
No, it'd be like Stairway to Heaven.
Yes, exactly. So I picked one of the more obscure, like most people don't even know this song even exists, except for, I have a friend named Tiru, who is a big Slash fan, and he always says to me, you know what the most underrated song on that album is? And I go, what? He goes, Think About You. And I go, you know what? I agree 100%. So... maybe this is a bit of a dedication, but Tiru, I Think About You.
You know what, man? That's another track that I was unfamiliar with that you have now brought to me. You know, I'm going to really impress my girlfriend's brothers, Rob and Nikki. They're huge Guns N' Roses fans, and now I'm going to talk to them about the song, and they'll be like, oh, I thought you didn't know anything about that. this was an education. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Yes, of course. I feel like I've said that 5 times.
What, it was an education today?
Or you're welcome, or...
Well,
you know,
I think the thanks is due. You're really expanding my horizons today.
As are you.
We are switching it up again here a little bit. We've been kind of going back and forth with our picks, but we've got another Greg pick lined up here, and it was necessary. Greg, why?
Well, because if you do a radio show about music, mostly rock music, even though we have some, what do you want to call the roots? Funk?
Funk.
R&D.
We started off with a little bit of Dr. Dre there in the intro and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
we're eclectic guys.
Yeah, okay. So, but like, you know, rock. If you don't play Led Zeppelin, I don't know who you're trying to fool.
That's a good point.
They are essential. They are, I think they're more important than the Beatles, even though most people will tell you the Beatles are the most important band.
No, I tend to agree with you on that one.
So, I figured it was imperative that we had them in the show. And, again... I wanted to kind of pick my favorite Led Zeppelin song and not Stairway to Heaven, like you said, or The Immigrant Song, even though this song is off the same album, Led Zeppelin 3, as The Immigrant Song. So it's just a pretty rocking track called Out on the Tiles. Enjoy. I'm How'd you like that one?
Love that song. Among my list of favorites when it comes to Zeppelin, for sure.
Yes, and also, I guess, there was a tribute album that was put out probably mid-90s, I think. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of good songs on it. There's a couple of very good covers I can recall. STP did Dancing Days.
Ooh.
And
I'm a big STP fan. I didn't know that. I got to check that out.
And who else was on it? Hootie and the Blowfish did a song, which is one of the better ones. And Blind Melon covered Out on the Tiles, a band that obviously everybody misses because of Shannon Hoon's
untimely death.
Untimely death, yes. So
yeah.
If you're ever looking for, if you're ever starving for more Blind Melon content, because there's not a whole lot.
That's true.
There's that song, obviously.
Very, very cool. Not to be confused with that song, which was played earlier in the show.
Yes, thank you for correcting me.
You know, Greg, we're sort of coming to the end of the show here. I thought I should maybe put this in a little bit of context. I like to say Groovy Tuesday. We're recording on a Tuesday. It's a saying I've grown up with. My dad says it all the time. I don't really know why. But this Tuesday is a particularly Groovy Tuesday, I think, because we're all still alive. According to, this is just to contextualize things, according to a number of very passionate believers around the world, we were all supposed to be well into the Armageddon right now, weren't we?
Yeah, if you want to believe that bullshit, you can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but of course, I certainly don't, and here we are enjoying another Groovy Tuesday.
Groovy Tuesdays.
That's right.
All right.
Well, Greg, this has been really epic. You know, I've said that like four times in the show today, but I can't hold my excitement. I'm a little uncouth. this is a lot of fun, and I hope the people at home have enjoyed hearing some music. Hopefully we'll have a chance to sort of do some themed-based shows.
Certainly.
Definitely have some debates. We tend to see eye-to-eye on a lot of things, but I'd like to find a bone of contention with you that I could,
That might offer for some interesting content.
Absolutely. Maybe we could get some guests on the show. I know one, Jonathan Brazzo, used to be a journalist, music journalist here in class, and he's got some pretty interesting things to say.
Most people are music fans of music, so they will have an opinion, and if they want to share that, we'll offer them the 5 minutes or so of
absolutely. You know, and you said something there that we were going to touch on earlier in the show. We were chatting sort of as we were getting things lined up in the booth here before we went to air, and we were saying, you know, it's hard to believe that every once in a while you come across a person and say, well, what kind of music do you like? And they shrug their shoulders and they say, well, I'm not really a music person. I have a hard time buying that.
Yeah, and I think you're kind of in the same boat as I am, because music kind of, you relate certain songs, certain artists, and certain albums maybe to specific points in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that if you could look at the grocery list of music options and bands and genres and themes, etc., that's out there, and you could shrug your shoulders indifferently to all of them, you don't have a soul, man.
Certainly.
Awesome. Well, let's close out today's show with a little freedom. Greg and I are now free. This is Rage Against the Machine off their debut album and self-titled album, Rage Against the Machine. This is Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
Take care.